Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Can somebody please tell me what the fuck is going on? I don't know. I'm reading headlines after headlines. What the fuck? That's really what the fuck I want to know. What the fuck is going on?
Turn my name up. About to turn my name to Lil Skate. My name Benz.
Yo, we back in SSID, episode 10. What's up? What's going on, niggas? We got a very special guest in here this week on this episode. First, to start off, the Silk God himself, Burnell's back. Yo, say what's up, Burnell.
What's good? What's good?
No, nigga, don't put on your R&B voice, nigga. Nigga, put on his Quiet Storm voice. Hey, what's up, ladies? I'm a Scorpio.
Nah. It's been a while. Yeah, what's up, though, everybody?
It's been a minute, man. And next guest we have in here. DJ extraordinaire, the Soca Soldier. So, Gab Soul's in the building. Gabby, make some noise. Make some noise. You know what I'm saying? How you doing? What's going on, man?
Chilling. It's good. Drinking this essential, trying to mind my business.
Yo, you getting money out here.
She was torn. That's why we ain't seeing.
That's all I'm saying, man. Gabby out here collecting all torn bags. All right, before we get into anything, yo, how was Afropunk, man? My nigga, I was so proud of you, bro.
Oh, thank you.
Afropunk. Yeah, I looked at that flyer and I was like, Erykah Badu.
You know what I'm saying?
Gab Soul. Oh, shit, nigga, we in here, nigga.
That's crazy.
The hood is on, nigga.
Shout out my 16 one time, Lil Gotta was good. It's like that.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out my niggas three way, Trey Way, all that.
I'm not doing nothing less for 10K. No.
So, how was it? Like, what was the experience like DJing? I know you had like a relationship previously with them, right? So,
yeah.
Can you explain that a little bit?
So I used to like, first of all, I used to go to the festival when it was free.
Right.
You know.
Early days.
You know, real niggas know. But then I started volunteering with the festival, just doing like artist relations, sponsorship, whatever I could do to get a free ticket, to be honest.
Right.
Get backstage.
Right.
So then I did that for like 2 years, and then I started DJing the next year, like for real, for real. Mm-hmm. And then somebody reached out to me at the last minute, my friend. She was like, oh, do you want to open up a festival? I was like,
Nigga, duh.
That's what I do.
I did that in 2017, and then this year they hit me up again. I got like a longer set, better set time.
You know what I'm saying? I seen the crowd jumping. I seen the video. But what's Cuz saying? And I'm paid in full. I see you shining, nigga.
That's so nice.
But nah, that shit was dope. And like with the whole DJing thing, how did you get into it? Like, what was your first like foray? Like, what was the time you like, you know what, I'm doing this for real? Because everybody's a play DJ, you know what I'm saying? Oscar at the party DJ. But when did you decide, like, I'm doing this for real?
Oscar.
No shade, you know.
You know the niggas at the party, let me play some Gunna. You know, I'm killing it.
Playlist.
And then this man's going, oh, you killing that set, bro. Like, no, you're not.
Yo, Gunna was so specific.
Yeah. Everybody, niggas love Gunna. Niggas treat Gunna the same way white people treat like Tim McGraw. Like, niggas hold him in high regard.
Yeah, that's drastic.
He's like hood nigga Elton John, bro.
Never mind.
I think in 2016, that was the first year I really started, like, for real, for real.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, you know, going with the flow, seeing where it could take me.
Right, right.
Getting cooler gigs. Moving on up, I guess, or whatever.
How'd you like learn your craft? Were you like on YouTube? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, never. I'm not a YouTube type of person. I'm mad slow. I need somebody to, like,
you got your hands on. Yeah, nah, I'm with you.
My dad taught me like the basics.
And
kind of like, you know, like black or Caribbean parents, they try to teach you how to swim and they kind of like throw you in the water.
Yeah, like go figure it out. Yeah, that's what he did. He gave you some records. Like,
yeah, he's like, all right, so you do this. All right, here, try it.
And I was find your way. Right, that's the whole press black plate. Experience, right. Learning experience in a nutshell. You know what I'm saying? Right. But yeah, that makes sense. That's what's up. So what was your first gig? Like your first gig, you was like, all right, I killed that shit.
My first gig, I was working at this PR firm, and then, like, I don't even want to say firm. That's not mad formal. It was, like, a music PR thing. And then my friend was having a brunch on that Saturday, and I was like, yo, I'm about to quit this fucking job. I'm so over this shit. I mean, no shade, you know. I don't know who listening.
You don't need them niggas no more. You good. Oh, yeah. I think you're Afropunk. Yeah, I think you're in the green.
You good. They still in that same position.
Yeah, I think you're in the green.
So I was like, my spirit wasn't there. Right. So I was like, I'm about to just quit my fucking job. I mean, I was gonna quit anyway, but I pretty much quit my job to practice for that gig, and then ever since then, I just kept going.
That's what's
and on. I didn't know how to use the equipment. I still didn't know how to set anything up. I just knew, okay, I know how to mix. Right. I don't know how to set up.
Set this shit up, make it hot.
Transition. Right. Why is this not doing the thing? Why can't I hit nothing on this side? But
right.
Once we got through the rough patches, you know, we was vibing. It was, you know.
Yeah. I tell niggas all the time, like, yo, Gay's my favorite DJ. Niggas be getting mad. I know DJ niggas. But I be like, yo, that's my favorite DJ, bro. Every time function I go to, the women be dancing. Niggas be dancing, doing what they can, you know what I'm saying?
Other niggas be hating. They be like, I can DJ. Nah, not like this. Nah.
I know how to blend too.
Yeah, right. Nah, don't go together, bro.
They ain't the same. And that's a DJ. One last DJ before we go into the show. How do you feel about Swag Surf being played in 2018? Do you play it in your set?
I don't even have it in my crates, to be honest.
I fuck with you. Yo, it's, retire Swag Surf, bro.
Like, it's, I get it. I get the cultural relevance. It was an era.
But it's been too long.
Yeah.
The longest, like, my nigga.
Over 10 years.
Of your set, you know?
Yeah. And it always starts the same. Grab your best friend. Yeah. Look left and right.
Like, now, not for nothing. I be feeling like I missed out on a DJ script. Like, the things you're supposed to say. Like, I don't be knowing, like... Yeah, grab, put your arm over. Any ladies in here, like, you know.
You gotta get on the mic more. I need, you know how the Jamaican DJs, if you're not dancing with a man right now.
Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom.
Like,
yo, Jamaican DJs are ruthless. Like, damn, nigga, I can't take a break from the song. You're not dancing, you're gay. It's like, whoa, girl. I'm just trying to get a drink.
Question yourself, like, damn, did I look his ass too
long? Did I rub him the wrong way on the walk-in? Oh, yeah, man. So, all right. So, on the show, we start with things we're feeling, things we're not feeling. And these can be, like, anything. Like, 1 week, I said I wasn't feeling rice. I didn't like rice that week, you know what I'm saying? So, it could be anything. Like, you got anything you feeling, not feeling?
What's our feeling? What I'm feeling right now? What I feel.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that song. That shit just came in my head. I was exactly what I was thinking about.
I just started being plant-based. Oh. For fake. Nah, I'm going to say it. All right, whatever. I'm plant-based. I'm going to say it.
All right, yeah. Plant-based. Positive affirmations.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm plant-based.
So you know, it's
how's
sounds
that
good,
transition?
Right?
Is it hard? Like, how long you in? Like, a week?
Maybe, like, 3 weeks.
Okay. Yeah. You need deep to me.
Yeah, like...
But most niggas get to that Saturday and be like, damn, nigga brought some blanket right now.
Oh, barbecue? Yeah. One day won't hurt.
Yeah.
Not enough to have some fish the other day, but I don't think that counts.
Count,
you know what I'm saying?
Don't count. Unless you're not eating, like, steaks and chicken, you good in my book. You know what I'm saying?
It's valid, you know? Find what you like. Find a place.
Is it hard finding food, though? Like, because, you know, when you eat regular, like, you know, just a regular diet or whatever, let me go get some fast food shit. You plant-based, you got to plan your meals. Like, hold up. It's a fucking salad shop over there.
Now you got a routine.
Yeah, you
got
to plan your trip.
Drive around like, oh shit, McDonald's. All right.
Now you got to be on Yelp.
Yelp, that's looking for vegan. Shit.
You always got to be on Yelp. You got to be prepared like shit.
Nah, they don't be having no type of vegan spots out here. No, it'll be flavorful too. You know, you got to like go on Yelp.
Oh yeah.
And see like, do they use seasoning? You know, that's like the key term.
I look for black reviews. I'm telling you, what the black women say about this. So they gonna keep it 100. You know what I'm saying?
A little salty. I'm gonna go there.
You know, drink some more water before I eat there. You know what I'm saying? But anything else you feeling? Not feeling.
Feeling. That's what I'm not feeling. I was about to say something boring shit like this weather. That was my way.
No, that's valid. Yeah, that's cool. Valid.
Nigga said he not feeling right. So.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it could be anything.
That
anything.
Sounded really passionate though. Like they had to be the why you're not feeling right.
Nah, he just wasn't feeling right. I've been saying that against
rice, bro. Doctor was probably like, yo, he's up on the rice.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck that. But what about you, Vanilla? Anything you feeling?
I'm not feeling, like I said earlier, unemployment.
Oh, yeah.
That shit.
Being broke ain't a joke. You know what I'm saying? So, how's it treating you, brother? The unemployment. Good, it's not wavy.
Like, I thought being home for a week.
It's cool the first few days.
You after that, when everybody else doing shit, you like, damn. It's 1 o'clock. What am I doing? Like, fucking Glassdoor, Indeed, Monster.
Fire up this 2K. Yeah, right? That's the real. You unemployed, bro. Like, that's the real
then
shit.
Then when you go to interviews, yo.
Oh, man. The interview process sucks. It's so stupid.
That shit is probably scarier than like approaching women.
You think
like,
so?
Interviews, probably.
Oh, yeah, I mean, cause your money's online. Yeah, I would hope so. You know,
they go tell the next person, like next employer, like yeah, don't hire this thing.
Yeah, long as you ain't coming in with the big and tall button down Van Heusen. You know what I'm saying? You should be good to go. You know what I'm saying? And you know niggas that got one pair of dress shoes, they wear them on every
I got three.
Yeah, right.
I need more though.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going.
You ahead of the curve though. You got three.
Yeah, I'm telling you, some niggas only got one. Niggas be showing up to interviews with fucking sneakers and do-rags on. I'm like, come on, black man. You know, I will hire you, but you know, but yeah, you know what we dealing with. You know what I'm saying? I will hire you, no problem, brother.
That's what I'm saying.
I embrace the silky. If I've ever like had my own business, we having silky buying the Fridays.
I come to Facebook every day like this. Yeah, Google, Facebook, bro. They probably don't care.
I'm telling you, we having silky bonnet Fridays, bro.
That's coming. That's valid.
That needs to be like an event.
Nah, there's so many of those.
So you think Saturday? So? Yeah. That's not mad suspect.
Yeah, you know what this is? Because niggas gonna throw trap in front of that. It's gonna be trap bonnet. Oh, no. Sundays.
You're right.
Nah, but it can't.
It's gotta be some chill shit, like a kickback type. They don't have to have, like, no trap, no.
But you know that's what niggas gonna do. Yeah. It's gonna be brunch bonnets.
And they're gonna play
Swagger. No, the frat niggas gonna start shitting. Right. It's like, relax.
I'm so exhausted. So we do it.
Don't howl at the moon.
You do it.
I'm gonna do it. We're gonna talk about this.
But y'all gotta be DJ? Inclusive and include the bonnets. Like,
oh yeah, the bonnets.
Oh, yeah. You know, a silky bonnet. For the natural mommies.
Yes,
you know?
facts. We're gonna have niggas coming in there in bonnets. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the bonnet boys on Twitter.
Bonnet boys?
Yeah, yo, look at the hashtag bonnet boys. It's a movement.
Damn, we can't have that.
No, we can't have that. Nah, we taking that too. All right, so what I'm not feeling. Always usual MTA, fuck y'all, and I mean that.
Hey, my mom works for MTA.
The niggas who run the MTA. All right. Let's start there. I'm gonna start the tippy top. You know, the tippy top. As Booty Tank was that. I ain't fucking with MTA. I'm tired of being late when I'm early. You know what I'm saying? I wake up early, still late. It's like how, bro?
Fuck the
MTA. We gonna start there. Russ, the rapper, not feeling it. Nigga's garbage. I don't know, bro. He's an industry plant.
I heard he was spitting though.
On what?
Somebody retweeted on the timeline. He's like, oh, he actually spit.
Wait, is that the guy who did that video where he was like, it was like mad people with flutes or some shit?
Yes. That's what that is? Yes.
Like, what's going
and
on?
It sounds just like the Drake Portland song. So it's like,
Niggas said, you heard that flute on Portland? Let's do it.
Hey, bro.
Let's get 70 flutes.
All I'm going to say is, I ain't never met a nigga and he was like, yo, turn up that Russ. You know what I'm saying? You know what I got a taste for tonight? Let me hear that Russ record. Nah. Nobody's going up the gag be like, you know what? Can you play this Russ? Oh, yeah. Another thing. Before we get on the DJ. How do you feel about requests? Because I know DJs. All the DJs I know be like, fuck requests.
All right. So, I'll probably have an unpopular opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, and, you know, that's to my own horn or nothing. But I don't typically get requests.
Right.
It depends. So, this past Labor Day, I was on... I'm not saying nothing. I don't want to put the weight out there. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I've been in spaces, like, recently where it's, like, people are asking for requests. I'm like, I don't want to be in this... If you can't just vibe, like... Just chill.
Because like, I feel like, let the DJ cook, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that one song that you got, you have to hear. I'm sure you have an Apple Music.
Exactly. You know? As soon as you get it.
If it fits in, usually like people who are having fun with it, they know a song that's gonna fit in. Right. So I'm like, all right, I got you. I'm doing
right,
that.
Right, right. I got you for your record. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You with your blue eye. I got you. Like, I'm throwing this record.
No, you're right. I'm gonna get there. Give me like 10 minutes.
Exactly. But some niggas be aggressive with the requests, man. I see niggas write notes.
You don't play this shit.
Not turn this whole table up.
Play boot up.
I'm gonna shoot.
The worst is when well, personally, when people come up with the USB.
Oh, what?
Or it'd be somebody
that's
from like
that disrespectful.
That's a thing?
But it'd be more so like industry people. Oh, and yeah. I get it, but at the same time, it's like, yo, everybody's vibing. Yeah. You wanna stop this whole party because you want your artist song playing.
You
wanna
hear you rap off a 97 Jada Kiss beat.
Everybody's gonna be so confused. Like, exactly. Send that shit beforehand. We could remix it or something. I don't know. Exactly. Like,
Scott Storch beats.
Hey, yeah, bro. Niggas making Madden 05 beats, man. Nobody trying to hear that, bro. Nobody, niggas or Daniel Insecure beats. I'm good, bro.
Yo.
Niggas in the club like, yo, I could add some strings to that. Like, relax. Listen to Lil Pump like everybody else, brother. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man.
That's funny.
I'm trying to think what else I'm feeling not feeling. That's pretty much it.
The bars. I've been, like, disconnected.
Oh, we're going to talk about the bars.
Oh. Okay, not feeling the bars.
We're going to talk about the bars. I'm taking all shots from the bars. Heavy fire. But, that's pretty much it. I'm feeling, you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling black love.
Mm,
I've been seeing a lot of couples, like, booed up pictures.
Yeah.
And I'm here for it, you know?
No, I feel like it's a new emergence of black love, you know? Like,
I see it.
We understanding the faults in our ways.
Yes, I think everybody's like, you know what? I'm fucked up, you fucked up. Right. Let's make it work, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Letting go of trauma.
Let's build each other.
You know, black queen, black queen.
Exactly.
Let's be royalty. Let's go to Crow Fest together.
Yeah, right. Did you RSVP for me, baby? Did you RSVP? I'm not trying to pay the 15.
Make sure you get the goodie bag for my
exactly. You know, I always support the movement. Steal her natural products. You know, women out here stealing hoodies, stealing socks. Take that that Miss Jessie's. You know what I'm saying?
Miss Jessie's is like $22.
That's what I'm saying. Put that shit in your pocket and walk out, brother. You know what I'm saying? Do what you gotta do. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
Please don't steal my hoodie.
What is what they do? What women do?
I love my hoodie.
You just gotta beat them to the punch and just get two.
Yo, I understand her wearing it. And then eventually I'll get it back, but I never got it.
Cause women, this is the thing, women always hit me with the move. Oh yeah, I'm just wearing it on the way out. All right.
Oh, you know that's a dub.
And then once that shit leaves like your doorway, yeah, it's gone, so brother.
I'm gonna bring it back next time.
Yeah, you can't even ask for it because you just seem like a stingy ass nigga. You know, what I'm saying?
It's like a security at the store. Once they steal and they run past that door, you can't even. Like,
you can't even chase them, bro. Chase. Right.
I'm supposed to stop you before you get to that.
Exactly.
Door.
You just got charged to the game at that point.
Right.
But yeah. All right, so we're going to jump right into the show. We're going to start it off on a somber, sad note. R.I.P. to Mac Miller, you know what I'm saying? The best white rapper ever. Fuck Eminem. It's straight like that. Straight like that, bro.
Man, Mac Miller ain't even white. He just Mac Miller.
He likes it. But nah, man. I love Mac Miller. You know, he's a great rapper. I remember, like, running home from school to download Kids and, you know, Macadelic and all that kind of stuff, man.
Man, we really lost a dope asshole.
Yeah. Because I remember that blog era, man.
You know what I'm saying?
That was
Digital Drip, all that shit. Like,
you heard that new.
Everything. Everything that said, like, Mac Miller, Wiz, all that shit that was downloaded.
Currency, that whole era came up.
I don't give a fuck what that shit was. I'm downloading that shit.
Dom Kennedy, Pac Div, that whole thing.
Yo, Pac Div,
man.
Damn.
So yeah, shout out to Mac Miller, man. The thing I like about him is I like legacies. And he left a legacy of love because I ain't see nobody write no bad shit. You know what I'm saying? Nobody slandering them. You know, sometimes when niggas die, be like, yo, I ain't fuck with that nigga anyway, type shit. But everybody
damn,
pay
my respects. So, nah, everybody has something nice to say about him.
Everybody had a picture with him. I'm like, how you get this picture? How you get a picture with Jay Electronica? He don't take pictures with nobody.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
damn,
man.
That's a message.
That's how you know he really loved the culture. He really loved hip-hop. He's probably a big fan. Like, he just never expressed it, but he was probably like, yo, I'm a big fan. Yeah. That's why he was... I don't know where that picture was taken. That's probably why.
They was on stage. He was like hugging him. He brought him out, I guess.
Yeah, I seen the picture. Yeah, I didn't know if it was like a tour that Jay Electronica was
on. Yeah, it's like a Jay Electronica show. Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah, man. But the only thing that's a little weird to me when like celebrities die, and it's usually like when like male celebrities die, it's like, why are these like IG joints be posting like, oh, he tried to talk to me type posts? Like, that
I know what you mean.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the DMs.
Yeah.
I remember when you tried to get at me 2 years in the club.
Right.
It sounds like a fashion show.
He was just in your city. Like, relax.
Yeah, he
was chasing him.
Yeah, he just won that night. You know what I'm saying? I always find that weird. Like, when I die, like, any of the girls I DM, don't post that shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't post that shit and have people look at me crazy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, your DMs like, hey, beloved, don't do that. My mom ain't see that. Ain't cool. Man. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, R.P. Mac Miller, man. Sad times.
One thing I want to know is, why didn't him and Ariana Grande break up?
Oh, what I,
she from, broke up with him, right?
Yeah, from what I read, it's just because, like,
she,
you know,
deal with.
Yeah, it's like, you know, when somebody's on drugs like that. Yeah, okay. Sometimes they fall too deep, and you just can't, you know.
Okay, okay. That's one thing I always
want to
know.
That's rough, man.
Yeah, man. And even, like, I was reading, his friend was saying, like, even up to, like, when he died, she was still, like, reaching out and seeing if he was getting help. So, shout out to her. I ain't like the bashing online I seen of her. Niggas,
yeah,
like,
no, that wasn't so cool at all.
Shit is whack.
Yeah, that wasn't funny at all.
That's
yeah.
a different era of internet, people. Like, what's wrong with y'all?
Yeah, I'll tell you, the internet
y'all
is
don't
the...
have no compassion.
Like, nah.
Who raised you?
Passion, what?
Right.
Niggas be seeing people die on the internet all the time. It's like crazy.
They be like stupid.
They
just died. Like, joke to y'all. So,
that's what I'm saying. Who raised you niggas?
That ass.
But yeah, shout out to Mac Miller, man. But, on a, I guess I don't want to say positive because, you know, these niggas getting all the way negative.
Oh, boy.
But we got to talk about this Cardi Nicki shit. it's a lot to unravel here. It's a lot going on. It's a lot of layers to this shit. But we're going to start with the fight. You know what I'm saying? I forget what fashion shit they was at.
I don't know either.
It was like a GQ or some party. Mm-hmm. And from what the video showed, they said that Cardi was waiting for Nicki to come off the red carpet to approach her about something.
That's some real Bronx girl shit.
Shout out to the Bronx.
Right.
This isn't helping Bronx Queens relations. It's already strained. You know what I'm saying?
They're on like such opposite ends of the spectrum.
That's what
like...
I'm saying. Think about it. Even back in the day, the bridge is over. You know what I'm saying? We gotta go back. This is deep-rooted Bronx Queens shit.
Damn.
It's bigger than just them. You know? But yeah, I guess so... they had an exchange, and then Cardi tried to, you know, run up on her and do a shoe like Peyton Manning, and yeah, it got ugly. You know what I'm saying? And Nicki was standing around like 7 security guards. You know, she wasn't really about to smoke.
She's like, I'm not moving from this spot.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Like, yeah. We see you.
Where the hands at, beloved?
Remember Coach Carter? He was like, right here,
Coach,
right here.
Yo, bros. And then, all right, so that's what happened. Cardi puts out like a IG, you know, celebrity notes app, pull it, you know, press release. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Press release.
Yeah, that's basically saying how Nicki been hating on her, all this kind of shit, mentioning the child.
Trying to stop her bag.
Trying to stop her bag. 100%.
Like, that's not the first time we heard that, though, yeah. But I'm asleep.
Yo, everybody said that about Nicki. Yeah. Mariah said that about Nicki. Remy said that about Nicki.
You don't think that threatened.
She pressed, bro.
Yo, bitch, you pressed.
That's exactly what I was thinking about. And then, all right, so fast forward a few days. Nicki has a radio show on Apple Music, Queen Radio, which I think is the most toxic shit ever, but it's so fucking entertaining, bro.
Who
she's like,
shit?
She wanted to start rapping. She can go that Wendy Williams lane, bro. Like, I can see it in her future, bro.
Yeah.
Like, most artists you see, maybe, oh, you go do Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? I can see Nicki being like Wendy Williams. But,
imagine?
Yo.
A TV show?
That'd be fire. Nicki with all the bars in the crowd. That's a vision. I'm produced that on Nick Gavin. I can see it.
After like 3 episodes, I think I'd get tired of seeing that.
Nah, it'd probably get canceled.
No, not for nothing. Complex might pick her up. It's like, nah.
Yeah, I can see it. For the culture.
For the culture.
But then, she has the radio show. Flex is on there as a guest DJ. Of all days to have Flex on, when you know you're going to talk about this Cardi shit, why? Like, old man Flex is up there doing his best growls.
Playing greatest hits.
New York, this is crazy.
The same mix.
Playing O3 G-Unit. You know, Flex shit, you know. Then they go wear lime green New York hats. I don't trust nothing this nigga do, so old man Flex. So he was up there. And then Nicki was talking. Basically, the gist of it is she was saying how Cardi's built a whole career off payola, paying people, fucking DJs, they said. Yeah, she said.
That's some hate.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You don't even got facts. You don't even got the facts.
No, the funniest part is, so Cardi got into like a IG beef with some girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Cardi called her a roach. She was like, you fucking roach. And then she was like, the girl said something to Cardi, and she was like, yeah, with your dead son. Because the girl, like, she went on a comedy scene, she had a dead son, so she said it. So Nicki had the girl call into the show. This is like from 2013.
Wow.
So Nicki's like, she called you a roach as a black woman. I'm just like, yo, what the fuck?
Wait, but did she had a whole album out? Why are we still not talking about that?
Nobody's talking about that.
Like, how you not even talking about your own
Gunja
album?
Burn, Gunja Burn.
I can't hear that song without hearing Joe Budden singing it, bro. But yeah, so And even like when they was playing like the songs in between it, I was just like, I can't listen to this shit. This ain't it, Chief. Yeah. This ain't it. But yeah, she was on there just talking crazy about Cardi. What else she was saying? Basically saying how Cardi can't beat up the whole New York because her niggas cheating on her type shit.
What the hell?
That's what I'm saying.
Mad. Big dick energy at the wrong time.
At the wrong time. What was all this smoke? Like, she was right there.
She better put that on her raps.
Yeah, man. I'm not feeling it. So, what you guys thought on this whole...
I think she should.
What do you think's the next step for this? you think hands get thrown? Or
I feel like...
It's a lot to unpack here, you know? It's a lot to unpack here.
I feel like you should, you know... in the bathroom, old school way.
5 minutes,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Real quick for the culture, we don't gotta put no videos out. Just, you know, let us know who won.
We'll take the word. We'll see the results. You know what I'm saying? But also,
let Ra Ali film.
I seen a lot of shit online about actual like them fighting or them trying to fight by saying, "Oh, how you gonna fight at this prestigious thing around white people?"
Who the fuck cares about these white people?
Right, that's what I'm saying. I don't fuck with the respectability shit at all. I think that's some cool shit.
Yeah,
I'm not with it. How do y'all feel about it? Them fighting at that venue?
Fuck that.
That's what I'm saying.
Especially if somebody threw something at me, like fuck it. Yeah. Or actually, on both sides, because if somebody's talking shit about me when I see you, it's on site, and also. If I got something thrown at me because that's I was talking shit about you, it's on site. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
I respect.
I think niggas forgot the definition of on site. On site literally means on site, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like that rule is not okay. It's like a funeral.
Funeral. Yeah. We gonna fake it.
Yeah.
But as soon as we get out of here,
it's
hands. That's what I'm saying.
Shit is crazy.
Yeah, man. It's like, so a lot of people talking about that. I'm like, yo, bro, like, why? First of all, you at this high fashion event. Everybody's probably high anyway. So they probably don't even know what the fuck is really going on.
Mad coke.
Right. Yeah, so I was at Fashion Week last week. It was a lot of cocaine being floated around. You know what I'm saying?
You fell for that.
That's right. I was doing a lot of cocaine. You know what I'm saying? So these people are high at this shit, right? So it's like, fuck the respectability. They're already fucking it up. And then it's like, why do we always got to conform to white people?
Yeah.
In the hood. When niggas got smoke with you, you handle that. You know what I'm saying?
White people just, they mind their business. They walk right around and fight.
You ever seen them subway fights on like World Star?
They be sitting just like
this. Right, tighten up or walk around. Those are your options. You know what I'm
saying?
That could
have been any other reason that they came up with as to why they shouldn't fight. Like, you know, we're supposed to be queens. Like, I would have accepted that reason.
That's better than like...
We're supposed to be queens.
Or white people. Instead of just saying like, oh, in front of these white people, we're supposed to act a certain way. Like, what?
Fuck them white people.
Right, man. They probably want to see it too. Like,
right?
They had their phones out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They try to get the clip.
Is that Nicki Minaj?
Oh, like, is that Tiffany Haddish?
Right, exactly. White people know Cardi B. That finesse song. Yeah, I know her.
Yeah.
I know her. Bodak, yes.
Bloody Shoes, right?
I love that, man. I hear that all the time on Z100. You know what I'm saying? Saying it's like, I miss the days when rappers was fighting, bro. Like, when niggas used to get stabbed for Source Awards, nigga, I used to get excited.
B3, B4.
Yeah, bro. You remember when niggas used to get jumped at award shows? Like, remember when Gunplay got beat up by G-Unit?
Yeah,
threw him around like a ragdoll.
Nah, someone said that Cardi and Nicki's beef or whatever the hell it is more exciting than Meek and Drake.
That's a fact, because hands were thrown, son.
Yeah, like.
And it's like based in like genuine, I feel like they genuinely don't like each other. Meek and Drake thing, we'll talk about that too.
That was some male ego shit.
Yeah, it was like, oh, he hurt my feelings. Oh, he hurt my feelings.
I'm
dead.
Fuck him.
Yeah, fuck him. These, I feel like they genuinely have an issue, but I feel like the issue was kind of like, they were like peer pressured into a beef.
Yeah.
But I feel like they was like, all right, we doing our own things. And people was like, oh no, fuck Nicki. Oh, you gonna let Cardi talk, come for your spot? I think she's dissing you. And they just kept closer and closer to them actually.
Nah, I feel like Nicki initiated. Well, I don't know these people, obviously, but like.
Nicki's a little insecure.
I don't know. Like,
very.
Yeah.
But y'all women act like that a lot. Like,
don't say y'all.
Women, we know.
Interact.
Yeah.
Right. Clean up, brother.
It's like once they're just around women or meet a woman, it's competition on site. Like it seems like that all the time.
Oh yeah,
it's like
an unspoken thing.
Yeah.
Because like, when you like a group of dudes meet y'all. Oh yeah, what's up, bro? Yeah, how you doing?
It's like, oh hi.
Women's like, hey.
But you know what I'm noticing, like.
It's like,
it be in certain spaces, like
right,
you know,
right.
You know, if you go to like Curl Fest or something, it's like, hey, queen.
Yeah,
you know,
how you
like,
doing, sis?
You know, you go like Fashion Week, and then it's like, oh, yeah. I don't know if I should say hi. Like, you know, like
it's the environment. It's
the
environment.
The vibes, the people. Right, it depends on who it is.
Right, people build differently. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
No shots at nobody, but you know. Yeah, like, yeah. Fashion Week is cool, whatever.
Nah, fuck Fashion Week. I was at Fashion Week, man. I got some stories about Fashion Week. A lot of your celebrities, the ones you love, your faves, as y'all would say, some drug addicts, bro. Oh. I seen a lot of shit. I ain't gonna say no names, but I seen some shit. Shout out to V-File Show. Yo! Damn. Hey, what's your name?
Damn,
V-File
that V-File Show be looking like it's mad lit, though.
It do, but it's like IG Live. Live, oh, okay. For real. Like, yeah. Like you know they had Disney on Ice? It's like IG. Yo! it's the same premise, same kind of setup.
That's funny.
But yeah,
that's
man. Funny. My advice, everybody, if you're going to go to the fashion week, go to all the black events, like, or people
yeah, call shit. Yeah, I've been seeing that a lot this year.
Like the Pierre Morris joint? Yeah. Go to shit like that. Go to like the Rihanna just had the Savage Fenty. Go to shit like that. Yeah. We know those niggas LaCon, gonna be
the GOAT.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so, that's a fact.
But don't go to like these other shits. But yeah. So Nicki Cardi, the verdict is, if it come to hands, it come to hands. But Cardi, I feel like it's one sided though, because I don't want Nicki not gonna pop on Cardi. But Cardi's definitely gonna pop on Nicki, and I don't want Cardi to fuck up that bag. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Over Nicki Minaj.
I feel like
Nicki threatened her on the show. She was like, I'm not one of these stripper rat bitches. When people get touched, niggas die. I'm like, what are you trying to insinuate?
Since you've been sitting in Hollywood for like you're talking to 20 years now.
You're talking to the big blood.
The real,
talking to the big blood.
Mad brimming.
She don't even know.
Yeah, man. So
waiting at Beats One Studio for right. you.
I hope. Well, Verdi gonna. I just hope niggas get it together. First of all, you know. So that's how I feel.
Yeah, well, peace and love, everybody. Let's hope for the best. Let's
see. Nah, I want to see hands. But I'm not gonna lie. So I'll be disappointed if there's no hands.
I don't know if Mercury's in Gatorade, but I feel like a lot of beef and tension people have been having with each other is either getting resolved or niggas just escalating even more. It's like not staying in that dormant stage anymore.
Because niggas' true colors is coming
It's coming to the light. Speaking of that, Meek Drake. Pieced up, they're back being pals again. They're playing ping pong with each other.
In the back. Word. That was dope to see.
Bro, they look like stepbrothers, like in the movie. And they missed each other. You know what I'm saying?
That's beautiful.
So how you feel about them coming together? Like,
I think that's very mature, very noble.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was looking bad for a second. I didn't think it was gonna happen. You know.
Yeah, that actually caught me off guard a little bit. I didn't know till like the next day because I've been off the interweb a little bit.
She's on her hiatus.
Yeah. Yeah. But babe, I still be on the gram a little bit.
Gotta be on the gram. That's business.
I think Drake should have waited though. He should have waited till he got to Philly.
He brought him out. Yeah, that would have been crazy. Yeah, he brought him out in Boston.
Yeah.
Tiki Torch crowd.
You right. Don't even know they had beef.
Yeah.
Like, right.
What song does he have?
Is that Kevin Hart?
He's a funny guy. Is that Shiggy?
That's Shiggy, right?
That's
shaky.
Listen, right.
My feelings,
guys. So the Drake Meek reconciling thing made me think about it. Have you guys ever pieced up a major beef like that in your life? Like, you had somebody, not even a friend, but just somebody you pieced up with that you had like a real genuine issue with to that level? And is it the same? Can you go back to being like cool again?
I only had like one best friend from high school. Now we got like, we resolved it maybe like.
Was it like a major falling out or was it just like a.
Yeah, it was so. Unnecessary, like, in retrospect, right? But that was like I don't have beef with people,
Right.
That's the only person.
Beef with you?
Yeah, my fucking business.
Right.
Damn, let's set his lift. Get the crates. Play this.
Right. What about you, Benno? You had any?
Nah.
Benno's like the coolest nigga I know, man. He never had no issue.
I've been in the middle of it, but I never. Nah, that's kind of worse though. That sucks.
Oh, being in the middle of it. Oh, yeah.
Like, but then again, you just gotta play your part. Like, play both sides. Let them know. Like,
it's hard playing both sides.
It is though. Yeah, it's like, why are you fucking with him?
Yeah,
like, that's unfair.
Especially with men. Yeah. You know how niggas are. You choosing sides. Niggas,
it's between y'all.
Wow, that's some weird shit.
Grown, you feel me?
Niggas be sounding like Real Housewives, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like with me, I don't really beef with people. I just fuck with you in other ways. Like. Most people want to get physical. Nah, bro. I'm going to fuck with you mentally. Like, you got a girl you like? Make it awkward for y'all.
Yeah, bro.
That's mad light skin.
I am. I be in my feelings. The thing I like about Drake, he's very surgical in his disses. Like, the way he hurts people. Like, the Kanye shit. Like, he dissed him. The whole side is a diss to him. Like, hating underneath all that shit. It's a whole diss to Kanye.
I'm not gonna hold you. I still haven't listened to Scorpion all the way through.
It's hard, you know?
That's the name of the album, right?
Yeah.
I'm a DJ, mind you.
She's like, what, like, Take Care or something? Yeah.
If she would have said that, I'd have walked away from this. That's OD.
Nobody would ever book me ever again.
Like, deep shit, controller or something.
Sure, we got the right person booked.
But yeah, but nah, yeah, Drake's very started going that way, but like, I don't know. For me, when you come to resolving beef, I feel like you gotta like fully like lay shit on the table. You know, you can't like be fake. And it takes a real person to bring y'all together. It has to be like somebody you genuinely respect. Mm-hmm. Like, you know. Like, I knew rap niggas beef, they go get Farrakhan or something. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't know if it's that deep. Like, they tried to do that for Jay-Z. I mean, for 50 and Ja. Mm-hmm.
They just want a father figure. That's all.
That's it. Like, that's it, bro. But, it has to be hard for people to come together after beefing like that. Especially when words and shit are said, you know?
You know why? Because back in the days, though, somebody would die.
Yeah, so that's why. Yeah.
Like, nobody died out of the Meek Mill.
I feel like, it's easier now.
But
nowadays,
in the early 2000s, it could have been something different. Niggas getting stabbed up, going to jail and dying. So it's like, nah, I don't, like...
There's no coming back.
Yeah, you feel me?
It was coming straight from the hood, though. Like, no type of artist training. No type of, like, you know...
Niggas just throwing them out there.
Right. Nothing, like...
Yeah, and then you even think about Drake's diss, like, it's the nicest diss track ever, bro. It's like,
And it turned into a hit, like...
Yeah, so I'm saying, he didn't call him by any names, he didn't call him a bitch or nothing. He just was like, yo, you on your girl's tour.
Yeah.
Like, is that a diss? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Kind of is.
Right in the kiss area.
It's like, oh, you really got him there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't think the issue is that serious. And plus, it was like, over a lyric that Drake didn't write, so it's stupid.
That was unnecessary.
I want to know what made him tweet that out.
Frustration. You know how it is. You got your girl, you can let that nigga talk to me about that like that. You just like, you know what? I'm gonna call him out. That's how it happens, man. Shit's weird, man. Like, I don't know. I don't do that shit. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so happy to see them niggas come together, be besties again, you know what I'm saying? But we gotta talk about this Eminem album. Now, Gabby, I know you didn't listen to it.
I was like, he got an album?
Yeah, Gabby was like, what the fuck, he got an album?
I thought he was just on Nicki's album.
Which I respect. I wish I did the same as you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Eminem.
But you didn't listen to it either?
Nah.
All right, so.
Talk to me about it, though. Oh, I heard you. Yeah.
So, I listened to Eminem dropped the, you know.
Kamikaze.
He dropped the Mountain Dew's Great Hits, you know what I'm saying? His album is called Kamikaze. I listened to it. It's garbage.
Wow. Yo, it's crazy though. People said they liked it. That's crazy.
As the kids would say, no cap, it was trash. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I can't say that because I didn't hear it, so I don't want
to. Yeah, but I'm going to say that. It's but yeah, there's a lot of it. He's like, he has a track when he's, you know, the Drake Look Alive. Like, mm-hmm. He has a song on there. He's rapping over that beat. It's just not cool.
Yo, imagine Eminem in a video doing the Black Boy.
If Eminem starts shoot dancing.
Oh, that's what it's called? Yeah.
I'm Gabby. I got it. Do your little dance, baby. Do your little dance. That dance y'all be doing.
How y'all doing now?
Yeah, baby. You know, shit is terrible. Don't listen to the M album. But yeah, some bars and he's going at different people. He was getting at to Tyler Creator, which I thought was
why? What?
Which Tyler's a big Eminem fan. I guess he just said something about his last album. I guess he was just everybody who didn't like his last album.
Yo, but is that how you get into record sales?
And he dissed them, but like the most like 1990s way by calling them the F word. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, yo, what year are you in M? Like, you know, that's an uphill battle that you're not gonna win, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Go back eating your mom's spaghetti. Maybe
Swoopity D, whoopity D. Everybody from the 213. Like, nah, man. Ain't fucking with him, man.
You saw the video of the white guy. He was like,
oh, yeah.
A parent.
I'm telling you, the thing I tell Eminem fans, like, Eminem, he's great at putting words together. He's terrible at making songs. I can't.
What does happened though? Like,
does it slap? That's my old. Does the Eminem song slap? It
don't. But Stan was a hit. Dido, you know. I mean, that song he did with Dido. Those just was hit. Like, what happened?
You know, it is. He never. I don't know. As he got older, he just never changed.
He never evolved. Yeah.
He still has a lot of angst.
Like, it's sort of like
he's like an angry teenager.
It's sort of like Nas, but we look at Nas in a different. Well, to me, like, Nas' last album was cool, but I felt like
it wasn't was no dramatic shit.
I feel like it was a regression.
But Nas has like a story to tell. Like, Eminem doesn't really have.
I think Nas. But the thing is, you hear the progression in Nas' music. Yeah. Maybe not Nas here. That was some weirdo shit.
That's the last one he just came out.
Yeah, that's the one with Kanye. That's the one with Kanye. I'm talking about the one before that. What's that shit called? Life is good.
Yeah, okay.
You hear the progression. He's talking about his daughter and being older and failed relationships. Like, I hear the progression. Mm-hmm. Jay-Z, 444. Mm-hmm. Obviously, everybody knows
iconic.
The progression.
Iconic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Common. You hear it in his music. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But M, he's still rapping about, she sucked my wee-wee. Whippity-dee. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
damn, it's unfortunate. Like, somebody said he went off on Nicki's, whatever song he got on Nicki's.
Oh, yeah. I guess
it's
cool.
Where?
That shit was trash.
Yeah, so. I was so confused.
Yeah, so I heard that. I think it's Labyrinth or something.
Yeah,
like
some shit. I thought it would be some Roman something. I don't know.
Some Roman.
Yeah, but Eminem, that was trash. But the standout point I got from the album is he dissed Joe Budden, basically, because, you know, Joe Budden went on Complex and basically was like, yo, I'm not fucking with this album, you know. M took it to heart and dissed Joe Budden. So Joe Budden drops one of the greatest podcast episodes of all time.
First of all, how funny is it to have somebody like Joe Budden and Eminem beefing? Like, it's the two most emotional rappers in the game.
Most emo, but well versed.
Yeah, right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, the wordplay is phenomenal. He's like a walking dictionary, you know. So these well spoken niggas was going at it, you know. And Joe Budden dropped the greatest podcast episode when he's basically just talking about how, you know, and felt a lot of the people he had around him, like when he was signed to Slaughterhouse. He's seen a lot of funny shit with M, what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't take care of his artists. He basically, what he was saying, he signs these people, they use them as inspiration, but not to build their career.
That's a lot of rappers, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I don't really agree with rappers signing to other rappers. It's like, it's only worked out very sparingly. Yeah. Like, the best example being like Nicki, Drake.
Doug's the best example. Well, no, anybody who's like 10, 17 under, like, cause almost everybody that Gucci has signed or that's under them.
Yeah, I feel like Gucci's the only one who.
Gucci's the greatest A&R in rap. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And everybody under him, like, has been great.
Yeah, he's so. Like that whole shit.
Who else, though? There had to be like another group. Like, is TDE count? No. No, that's not. That's
no, not really.
Lloyd Banks took rapping seriously. 50 would be.
Yeah.
Lloyd Banks had.
Even if you think about Cameron, bro. Like, Cameron has a nice lineage, but a lot of those guys, it was a bricks. You know what I'm saying? Think about who came up under Cameron. Like, you had Jimmy, you had Jewels,
J.R. Ryder.
Come on.
He was.
J.R. was nice, but like.
He had like four songs. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Rugerell. Come on, G.
Cowgirl has some shit.
Yeah,
he's
a what? Rugas in the
trunk. Come back,
Uncasa counts. But I'm talking about, you think about it. But like, even like, you think about that lineage, because you think about Jimmy. Jimmy led the Max.
Yeah.
Stack one of those. Max led the French. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh. Right.
But did they sign them or?
Nah.
Yeah. It's like you coming up under
them. Yeah, coming up under them. So. But yeah, that's a lot of rappers don't work out that way. I mean,
it's like
even Rockefeller. Yeah, a lot of great people, but like then all the defunct Rockefeller artists, like a Mill. Where's a Mill now?
Nah, but she had a very unfortunate story though.
I mean, I get that.
but some of them, their careers went left because Rockefeller broke up.
Yeah,
so that's a little different.
And they wanted a Mill out of the paint, quick, fast, and hard.
Yeah, and I think a lot of artists are scared to. They're not gonna let the artists under them be bigger than them. You know, so it hurts. Yeah. I feel like that's why I always commend Wayne with Nicki and Drake, because he always came out and said, "Yo, I want them to be bigger than me."
Yeah, yeah.
See what happened.
Pop stars.
Drake's the biggest rapper in the world, bro. Mm-hmm.
Facts. You
know? But yeah, man. So.
All up in the video.
So Button basically got Eminem mad at him, man. So. Yeah, fuck Eminem. I'm not feeling the music, so that's basically what it comes down
to. How's Holly doing? Has anybody checked on Holly?
Yo, she looks just like Eminem. Haley.
Haley,
yes. Mm. Yo, somebody posted a picture like, yo, Eminem daughter man fine now. I'm like, nigga, she looks just like Eminem. What's wrong with you?
She's probably like 17. Like, relax.
She might be a grown woman. She like 21.
Really?
She gotta be. She was like 7 when he started rapping about her. No, she was like 5 or 7 when he started rapping about
her. Question. How do y'all feel about 8 Mile?
I can't even remember the storyline. The cinematography.
I just keep thinking Micaiah Pfeiffer is Drake in that movie. Every time I think of that movie, I think about
that. She's 22.
Yes. That's cute.
She's a grown woman.
Okay, hey girl.
Don't you like Eminem though? In the face?
Yeah. Let me see.
Yeah. You see it.
For
you see it. Yeah, bro.
Yo, he really is somebody's whole dad.
Yeah. Damn. Dressing Haley like Scott. He dressed like every old head nigga. Like, I went to a Wu-Tang show. It smelled like mad, like 97 haze and like Avirex.
Mad leather. Black fitted.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No gray brims. You know what I'm saying? It's terrible. So yeah, well, fuck Eminem. Alright, so we're gonna jump into my favorite portion of the show, the listener questions. Thank you for sending listener questions. If you want to, tweet, DM me, hit me on Tumblr, MySpace, Black Planet, whatever you use.
Mi gente.
Exactly. Christian Mingle, whatever Stone you X. got. You know what I'm saying? Alright, so we're gonna start with this one from the homie Tiana. She wants to know, what books have I read this year? You guys, what are you guys reading?
Somebody go first.
Then you on that Kanye shit. Kanye was like, I don't read. I watch movies. Exactly what he said.
Oh, you know what I read? Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I read Angie Martinez's book, My Voice.
Is it good?
That shit was amazing. Like, it's literally written in her voice. I love Angie. That's all I'm
saying. Right.
And she, like, the history that she has within her mind, like, just by just being there.
Right.
Like, don't forget, Andrew was there interviewing all these motherfuckers. That's true. Like,
it gets forgotten. You know what I'm saying? She's there for all that shit.
Exactly. Like, on some friend shit, too.
Yeah. My favorite thing I read about there, though, was like, she smoked crack on accident. When she was like a kid.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, she smoked crack on accident. She didn't know it was crack, though.
Oh yeah. She didn't know. That's so traumatic. Oh, shit.
Damn.
That's kid at what age?
She was like 13.
Oh,
smoked crack. You smoke crack, don't
that's
you?
That's not good at all. I was about to say like 7 or something.
That's OD.
She's like, that shit, she didn't know. That's a wild story.
I read, also I'm reading this book called Raise Your Vibration, just, you know, for the spiritual gods out there.
Yeah. Chakra soldiers.
You know? Chakra dons, you know what I'm saying? Like,
chakra rangers, you know what I'm saying? So, how's that book? You liking it? Picking up any tips?
You know, it's 111 practices.
Okay.
You know,
breaking
it
down.
You know?
Apply.
So you gotta be one a day.
Right.
Take one day at a time. It's no rush. It's a marathon, not a race. You know.
You hear that? Take notes. Take notes.
Drop a little jazz
here. There you go.
Drop a flex bomb for them one time.
I'm gonna put a sound effect. It's gonna be here. All right. So, what am I reading? I'm reading Between the World and Me. Reading that.
So good.
Amazing book.
Insightful.
Oh, Don't Kill Me. I read Russell Simmons' book about being a vegan. That was pretty good.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Gotta get him out of here, though.
Oh,
he gonna, that's something else.
But what else? Damn, what else am I reading? I'm a nigga who read. I don't know how I'm forgetting.
Yeah, like, I feel like I've read mad shit.
Yeah, like, I feel like a dummy. Like, I can't name him off the top. But yeah, if you want to read anything, read the Ta-Nehisi Coates. Last year, I read the fucking, I finally read the autobiography of Malcolm X. That shit is fire.
Yeah.
Had me on my Black Panther shit.
You know, that shit had me riled up for like 6 months. I'm not going
to
hold you.
Sis, I was ready to start the revolution.
Like, peering over my book, looking at all the white people on the channel. You motherfucker.
I'm reading Chipotle. Like, I'm going to set it off right now. Chipotle, bro.
Justice.
It's Chipotle.
It's Chipotle, bro. But yeah, man.
Damn, what books have I been
reading?
Let me think.
I do have, since everybody here is reading books, I'm going to start this book I have right now, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
What's that by? Quan Mills?
I don't remember the author, but I know I downloaded it. I got the PDF version, because I don't like having actual books in my hand.
Oh,
so
if
I'm on my phone, like, I can read fast.
I like having the physicals, I can't lie, going to the store and buying it.
I feel like I'll put it down, and I'll forget it's there.
Right.
On my phone, like, I know, like.
Fucking millennial.
I've read, just for your literature heads out
there.
There
you go. Break it down, Gabby.
Nah, I've read some James Baldwin. I love James Baldwin. Any type of James Baldwin anthology is like the go to. He make me feel mad intelligent, like analyzing.
And the way he breaks it down is like so relatable. Like, he'll break down like, this is how it happens.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit, I know.
So
I understand it. Because you know, you read a lot of books and it's like, damn, nigga, you got formulas. And
this word right here.
He's like, no, this is how it is. And this is why it's like this.
Yeah.
You know?
Facts.
That's why I love his writing. And then, like, I've been reading the Jhené Aiko poetry, The Two Fish. Amazing.
I gotta get that.
Amazing. She's a great writer.
Absolutely.
Great writer.
Absolutely. I believe it.
Got to.
I read this book, since we talk about poetry and shit, I read this book called Bones by Yersa Ward Daly, I think it is. Pretty good. It's like, you know, everybody got them short poetry books.
Milk and honey.
No shade.
Oh my God. Yo, she be getting like Tumblr clothes and throwing them in books. They're like, yo. love your mom. Niggas be like, yo, love my mom. I should love my mom.
Mary Post. Nah, but it's like she's telling stories, but like, she doesn't even like specify what the hell she's talking about. So you gotta pull from it. Yeah, and you can really just tell us from her experience. The way she writes it is really like raw. Like,
right.
It's not necessarily like the traditional poeticism, but like, it's there. It's a story. I like it. And it's different topics. It's a good read.
I'm gonna check that out. Deep. I like reading shit like that.
You know
that.
What I'm saying? Like, get into it. Then it expands your palette too. Like, I don't gotta do it. Yeah,
you ain't gotta read the same books all the time. They're cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be like Rosemary, Lots of Blue. I'm reading those Quan Mills. I'm pregnant by my grandfather's boyfriend. You know what I'm saying? Take a break, beloved. You know what I'm saying? Use your library card. I just found out if you have a library card, you can get you can download free books, bro.
From where?
Anywhere. From the the library system.
Oh, I thought you meant like Audible. Oh, what the hell go Audible?
I wish. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I did get an audio book. What's it called? Think Rich, Grow Rich.
Oh, yeah.
I was saying finish reading the book. I mean, listen to it because I'm still broke. No,
right. Free trial.
Transmute those thoughts.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm about to buy mad self-help books. I like those type of
Don't get crazy. Don't start reading 40 games. No. Start trying to take over the world.
Read The Alchemist.
Yeah, start there.
I feel like everybody who's on this self-help shit, they probably read The Alchemist at some point.
Yeah, I read it in high school. It was like one of the required readings or some shit. It was good.
What the hell, what class you took?
Oh, what's that lady? I don't even know the lady name. Damn. She was on some shit. But she was like, yeah, read The Alchemist. I'm in class like, oh shit, this is a little too deep for me. Trying to make it a lunch. You know, UHS, man, I'm trying to get somebody scheduled so I can get to this other lunch period. Because they gonna check them.
Facts.
Oh, yeah, but damn, I keep forgetting you're not a Uniondale. I mean, you're a Uniondale nigga, but you're not a Uniondale nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's weird. But yeah, man. Shout out to Uniondale. But all right, next strong? Question. Nah, no shout out. I'll take it back. Shout out to all the niggas in the hood, but don't shout out to me. All right. So, next question. You think, it says, from my homie Carlos, he said, do you think Kari's going to put a red beam on Shorty's lace front?
Yeah.
Properly, the Bloods are. Shout out to the Big Bloods.
But you see, that's the scary part because Cardi don't even gotta do that shit.
She don't.
At this point.
And you know some.
And
crazy.
They will hold her down.
That's what I'm saying. You know some shit could happen and not be in Cardi's power and it's still gonna come back to Cardi.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's the thing I'm worried about.
That's scary. She better watch her mouth. Not Cardi, I mean, you know, I'm not gonna say who else I'm talking about.
Yeah. The mother people. Hashtag the other side. The mother boys. Alright, so yeah, to answer your question, Carlos. From the homie Rob. He wants to know when I'm going to be on the podcast. I'm past due. Nigga, make time. Hit me up.
Have your people call my people.
Shout out to Rob.
That's my guy.
I see you in a minute.
Shout out to Rob. That's my guy. I'm not going to say who asked me this, but they asked, is my pullout game strong? My pullout game is immaculate. That's all you need to know. next question. Who is Russ? Russ is a terrible rapper. Don't listen to his music.
Poor Russ.
Yeah. Nah, fuck Russ, man. He's an industry plan, bro. It's like...
Yo, them shit's really...
He came out of crazy. Nowhere.
His dad is like owns one of the biggest music marketing companies. So like when he goes around screaming independent, not really.
Wow.
I tell you. It's like, I don't want to say the names. Like your boy Chance talking about him independent. He signed to Apple.
Oh.
I know your name.
Alright,
so last question.
Wait, Apple's a time out. Apple's a label now?
Well, I mean,
a deal.
You know, these streaming services are basically the new record labels. You know what I'm saying? So you give them the music, but they're gonna market that shit crazy.
Yeah,
and
sure.
You're being marketed by the biggest company in the world. Y'all seen that new iPhone that came out? Yeah. It's coming out. You know
all
what I'm saying?
All the commercials.
Watch every iPhone XS. Was it X Max or whatever?
I don't know. They sound like Transformers
now.
It's gonna
come with
Chance
single, like when we used to get the iPod with YouTube on it.
Yeah. Yo, you remember?
You couldn't delete the shit.
Bro, you remember when niggas had Blackberries and we had BBM? We thought that was the most
scanning
advanced
barcodes
shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
First of all, I still don't know how to use portrait mode all the way.
Like, I'd be fucking it up. I'd be getting the background.
Like,
I want me.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying? I want me. Yo, as long as I can call, text, and get these pictures off, that's all I care about.
Niggas sounded bad. Oh, first of all, that's what my mom used to say. Like,
as a fact.
As we're trying to buy the Blackberry, like, listen, I don't know how to use no phones. Oh. I need BBM.
I need so. BBM. Make it happen.
You keep that over there. Keep your sales. Yo,
I still got family members with iPhone 4s. You know what I'm saying? I don't need the new shit. What I need new shit for? You know what I'm saying? My grandma got iPhone. She don't even use cell phones.
Yeah.
Nah, but the funny shit is I remember when I went to get a new phone, then my parents talking about they want a new phone. I'm like, I don't even.
They trying to get their cloud up.
You're going on Safari to get on Facebook.
They make
like, 2 years. You showed them the app. They was like, what is this?
there's an app store? What does this do? Who get to pay for this?
Hey, as black people, as long as they got Facebook and WhatsApp, they booming.
Yo.
They booming.
I can't even check my WhatsApp.
WhatsApp is annoying.
How many memes you got in
my
WhatsApp?
My pops be like, I text you and I go to the real iMessage. Like,
nah.
My dad's like, no, on WhatsApp. I'm like,
stop sending me videos.
Sending you
videos. You look at that video I sent you? I'm like,
what?
That shit was said 2 weeks ago because I don't open up WhatsApp.
And you know what it is? It be shit that been on Twitter for like 6 months ago, but they gonna send it.
Now, anything that has to do with Trinidad is in this group chat that I'm about to exit with my family because
I'm
like,
disown you. Like, yeah, he left us.
Some like shit on like Kimmel. Not Kimmel, one of them late night shows.
Fallon, one of them.
The girl just pulled out of Trinidad. It had nothing to do with Trinidad. She just said she's from Trinidad and Tobago. I'm like, yo, y'all so fucking vain.
One thing I love about my West Indian niggas, y'all gonna rap. No matter the smallest amount, y'all see anything, y'all gonna rap, bro.
Try to claim that shit early.
Oh, yeah. Who's claiming Nicki, though? It gotta be TNT, no?
No, hold on.
She went to Tobago.
She's from Jamaica, Queens. Southside Jamaica.
Oh, no. Oh, man. All right, so last question is, do you think Nicki Minaj has any friends in her life other than her Pill Connect?
Oh, that's mean.
Damn.
That's harsh.
I think so. She's cool. Oh yeah, also on the podcast, she had Ra Ali from Love and Hip Hop, her bestie on there. And they were just saying a lot of bullshit.
She got a lot of yes men around
Remy's
her.
Homegirl?
That's what I'm saying.
But somebody said, I don't know who this person is, by the way. Somebody said she's on Love & Hip Hop.
Damn,
she trying to get it by any means.
But you know what it is? Nicki clowned Cardi for being on Love & Hip Hop, but it's like your best friend.
Is she her best friend or is it your yes man?
Yeah, it might be a yes man. Mm-hmm. You know? That's the worst thing you can have around you.
She hyped to be next to Nicki, that's all. I don't even know
who
she's
a little too excited. Yeah. You know, like, I love my friends, but, like, I'm like, yo, that's my
a bodyguard,
friend.
Though? Like, yeah. You built like that?
Yeah. She big, though. She's 30.
Granted, Nicki did say she was friends with her before.
Yeah, she did say that, yeah.
But
you know, not true, that is, you know.
Man, I don't know nobody's business, so I'm just mind my business.
Exactly. Like, you know, we was cool before, but...
Exactly. Yeah, whatever, man. So, all right.
Clout chaser.
We gonna get up out of here, man. Anything y'all want to shout out? Y'all got any new mixes coming out?
My baby mom, so
T-shirt, checks in the mail.
I wish I had some shit to shout out. Damn, I feel like I'm slacking.
It happens, bro.
You know what I mean? It's downtime, summertime.
Niggas know where to find you.
You know?
How you feel about the fall coming? Are you a fall person? Are you a summer?
I love the summer. Summer be mad, like. Fast paced though,
yes.
So like once I like September, then after September, it's like, all right, what we doing? Yeah, like, yeah, get a little cold, right.
You got Christmas,
fuck all this pumpkin spice shit. You know what I'm saying?
Speak for yourself, no,
Drew.
It's different. It's a different pace.
Yeah,
that's why you gotta know yourself.
I like it, man. I like it. I like wearing jackets.
I don't want it to be fucking -10 degrees. Yo, it's like 32 degrees, but it feels like -5. Like, nah. And you be in class, bro. When I was in school,
yeah, man.
Nah,
it's a whole different beast.
From building to building, you only walking like 30 feet. And that shit hits you as soon as you gotta come to you. Like,
you just sad walking, like, you know what I'm saying?
That shit is discouraging. I didn't leave my house for like most of the winter last year.
That's a fact.
I don't even think I gotta go winter shopping because they talking about
it's gonna be like the coldest winter in like 30 years. They're saying
I might call up Sister Soldier or Zane. What's her name?
I'm a Soldier.
Yeah.
You gonna see me like this fade down?
Yo, I'm telling you, if you're a man or you got a boo, whatever. Whatever your situation is, love who you want to love, be who you want to be. Get you a PlayStation or something. You know what I'm saying? Right. Ladies, get you a PlayStation, a Switch or something. Xbox.
Download that Fortnite.
Pick up a craft. You can pick up crocheting.
Crocheting. Make some sweaters. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Make a hobby because I'm staying in the house. I'll let niggas know. Yeah, it's recording.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry, I'm being mad nosy.
Yeah, look at Gabby. DJing the instincts, man. Is my vocals good?
Turn me up on my headphones.
I need everything louder. But yeah, you got anything guru. You guru. Anything coming, Brunel?
Nah, man. I mean, I did think about I did think about doing like a podcast about sneakers and clothes. I always tell you you should do it. I don't know, yo. Like, do people really want to hear you talk? He's gonna 30 do minutes to 60 minutes.
Map it out on your head. You know, map it out on paper. See what you want to do.
He's gonna do it. Segments. I'm making it happen.
Let's Talk Kicks coming soon.
Yeah.
Now we got a title.
Now we got a name. We got a name. Look, we just pull out
That's
a name.
The first start.
Shout out to Soulful Sessions.
We here. Yo, Gabby got the fire mixes. I'm telling you, I be doing homework to that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I was in the office playing that old Wiley's to me. Oh, I like that song you was playing. What is that? It's funky.
Is that Beyonce?
Nah. Actually, Lady Shaw. But yeah, man, SSID. Shout out to Brainwash, as always. Shout out to y'all. And yeah, we're gonna get up out of here, man. SSID episode 10. See y'all niggas in about give me 2 weeks.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.